South Africa's largest gas and welding company, Afrox, has delivered a 3.3% rise in half-year revenue, while headline earnings per share ticked up 7%. A deal it's struck to supply all public hospitals and clinics in the country with medical gases is behind part of the story. But CEO Schalk Venter joins us now so we can get the full picture. Thanks so much, Schalk, for joining us this evening. So you've seen, as I say, revenue over the past 6 months rise 3.3%, but headline earnings per share up 7%. And that's speaking to cost efficiencies that have been extracted over the period. How far along are you in your restructuring process, and how much more cost efficiency is there to be extracted?
Alicia, good question. In this environment, as you know, we have to continue to drive for efficiency. Last year, one of the legs of getting back on track to first half 2018 performance was to extract further cost efficiencies. So year to date, 95 million annual. Okay, that's annualized million rand that we've extracted from purchasing efficiencies, supply chain, transport, as well as efficiencies on our ASUs. These are the plants producing atmospheric gases.
Okay, so this is the kind of cost savings that you've extracted, of course, in a bid to withstand what is a very contracting market in South Africa's manufacturing sector in particular. Talk us through the shifts you're having to contend with right now and some of the pressure you're coming under.
Certainly, you know, even in our results presentation, we don't talk about the economy because everybody knows how bad it is. So we've seen the first quarter of the year, 3.2% down. And then we see 3.1% up in the second half, so in the second quarter of the year. So these shifts are fast, the spikes are deep, and I think very difficult to anticipate. Socio-political events and policy dictate to many of our customers, of course, which will impact their production and our revenue. So we certainly have to just continue to cope with these situations. And the best recipe is to keep your cost base as low as possible and your efficiencies as high as possible.
Absolutely. Leaner, meaner fighting machines. Let's take a look at how hard volumes have been hit, because as you say, it's hard to anticipate just where things are headed. So are you surprised at the extent to which your volumes have been hit?
No, we've seen volumes coming down since 2015 already on a continuous downward trend. So we've had like a very bad first quarter of this year, and we're happy for the bit of a recovery that we've seen to neutral, but very difficult to forecast. So, it's just about being close to the customer, understanding the customer needs, of course, and aligning production in line with that.
And also maneuvering, I guess, to where the future growth opportunity sits. That being said, strong demand coming through from hospitals for your healthcare products in particular. Schalk, you've been awarded a 1 billion rand contract by state hospitals. How much reprieve does that offer you, and over what time period?
Alicia, look, it's a five-year award. Healthcare is in the sweet spot of Afrox's business. It's supply of medicinal gases like oxygen to all state entities or healthcare facilities in South Africa. We also see this as an African trend in Africa, expansion of healthcare facilities by governments. It's a defensive business. It's not linked to specific commodity cycles. People. Population growth, and people get sick, so they have to go to the hospital, they have to get treatment. So this is more of a stable, predictable business, and we're very pleased to have this as part of our portfolio now.
For as long as governments have budgets to provide these services and products as well, does that trigger any alarm bells for you?
Look, you know, one would think that government business is as safe as houses, but you know, in the political environment, and the global political environment, the socio-political environment, one is never sure. So we also need to stay close to government and look at the spend, watch our receivables, of course. But we still view government business as good business.
Okay.
As long as we strike good partnerships with them, you know, and work with them.
Is it a competitive space, that landscape, when it comes to doing business with government in this sector?
Of course it is. There are a number of competitors that bid for this business. BBE credentials, of course, important. But of course, delivery as well. It's a critical product. These products we supply to hospitals are registered as medicines. So there's a bit of a you know, behind the scenes play there in terms of quality, cleanliness and so forth around these products.
Well, you've been backing it with significant capital, CapEx increasing from 40 million to 180 million rand over the period. And you say you continue to focus on these new growth opportunities. How rife are those opportunities moving forward?
Well, look, if you talk about healthcare, yes, we see in Africa certain opportunities. Here in South African economy, as we say, under pressure, consumer under pressure. So here and there, like food production freezing and flash freezing and so forth. Maybe certain manufacturing, specialized manufacturing applications. Otherwise, Alicia, it's quite flat. Yeah. We find volumes flat, demand flat, so we need to continue our drives in terms of efficiency to maintain our earnings there.
Let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Skalk, for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, that's the CEO of Afrox, Skalk Venter.